There's just less than a week to go until the beginning of the Rio+20 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development to be held in the Brazilian city. Among the NGOs taking part in the conference is the UK-based Catholic development agency Progressio. It ran a campaign in Catholic parishes across the UK, asking people to write on a postcard what hopes they have for the future. Over 400 postcards were delivered on Wednesday evening to British Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg. The campaign found that UK Catholics were concerned about issues such as economic justice, water and food security, climate change, and leaving a better world for their children and future generations. Tim Aldred, Progressio's head of policy and communications, met in person with Nick Clegg and told Lydia O'Kane that people want a better future.
There are preliminary meetings going on before Rio+20, and from what we've been hearing, it doesn't seem to be really adding to much a sense of positivity, let's put it that way. Is that, do you think, putting a dampener on the forthcoming event?
I think there is nervousness. There is certainly a sense that there is a mountain to climb. And we have to move fast, Lydia, because by the time my daughter is in her early 30s, we will have 2 billion more people on the planet who will need about 50% more food and about 30% more water. So we cannot afford to allow progress to stall. It's such a golden opportunity to make some progress and start to establish a vision for how we're going to address these crucial challenges together. It's for the sake of our children and grandchildren.
We have these conferences. Of course, there was Rio 20 years ago, and this is Rio+20 now. Governments come together, leaders come together for conferences, and we expect so much. There's been different climate conferences regarding the Kyoto Protocol, different things, but there always seems to be a stumbling block with some countries agree and some countries don't agree. I mean, coming to Rio+20, putting things on the table, what are your hopes and fears?
Well, I hope that we can look at Rio less as a signing off point, but as a point where we can look forward to the future, where we can start to say, okay, well, we agree that these are the challenges. We want enough food for the world. We want to conserve our water resources properly. We want to have a really fair approach and a green approach to our economy, and we want to look into the future as we plan for these things, that we recognise it's not just about the next 6 months' worth of economy, but it's about the future that our grandchildren will inherit. That is a perfectly possible vision, and it's a vision that is only achievable, I suppose, if people around the world really call for it and say to their leaders that they want to see action, they want to see agreement, or want to see it move forward. We've been trying to do our own part here in the UK. We've been gathering messages from churches around the United Kingdom, which we will be conveying tonight to the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, who is the British representative in Rio. And what's coming through very clearly is this message that people around the UK want the government to take care and be concerned for future generations. They want a sense of courage and vision. And they're saying that to our government here. If together we are a civil society, we convey these messages to our leaders, we can only hope that it will be the spur to action that they need to move forward.
You were talking about your campaign and the postcards that you're planning to send to Nick Clegg. Were you surprised yourself at the level of really support and how much people are actually engaged and want a better future, that they're writing to say, you know, they know what's going on, that they're not passive, that they actually really want a future for their children, they want economic justice, they want all these things?
I agree with that. I think there is a sense of frustration, that but once you give people the opportunity to say, tell us what you want. You know, here is an opportunity to tell your leaders the kind of world that you want to see. Then they say, well, we want a green and fair economy. We want food security for all. We want water resources to be taken care of. We want poverty to be eliminated. We want action on climate change. Perhaps we don't give our congregations and the public the opportunities that they need often enough to be clear about the kind of world that they want to see. But hopefully, at least in a small way, we can do that here. And I hope it's something that we will continue, a message we will continue to give to all of our leaders who at this point in time have the opportunity to take put some plans in place that will help us see the better world that we all want to see.
I just wanted to touch on the top themes of UK Catholics, what they are concerned about: economic justice, water and food enough for all, action on climate change and better care of natural resources, and leaving a better world for our children and future generations, something you talked about earlier there. It's a 2-day conference. Can we hope to see all these things being looked at, all the things on the table? Can we see that? What do you think the possibility is that we're going to get some action and going to get some positive news about all these issues?
The world leaders will be coming just for a few days. But before that, governments have been talking over many, many months, indeed, arguably years. You know, these discussions go on continually. There are preparatory meetings taking place right now. We have colleagues in Rio right now taking part in those meetings. There is a lot to do. There is still a lot of agreement that has not been reached on a final text, but it is a perfectly achievable thing to hope for, as I don't think people are really that far apart, and as long as there's the will, I'm confident. I really would think we need to be confident and hopeful that we can find a meaningful outcome from the conference. And we need it. We can't afford to let our leaders off the hook on this. We are really saying to them today, you know, we've done our part. It's up to you now to go this extra mile and make it happen. I think it's also worth saying that that we are hearing some very clear voices from church leaders around the world as well. Indeed, Pope Benedict himself has spoken about the importance of the conference. The Archbishop of Canterbury has done so in the past few days as well. So those voices are also coming to the fore, and I hope they are heeded.